From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. Bowling alleys, theaters, and other entertainment venues in Alabama can reopen today, although with social distancing and capacity limits. It's also the start to Memorial Day weekend. This comes as the coronavirus appears to be spreading more quickly in the state. I spoke with Dr. Ellen Eaton, an infectious disease professor at UAB, and she began by explaining how to approach the situation as summer gets underway.
The way most of us are advising our patients and our communities is around safer at home, and we do all have consensus that we are all safer at home, and then acknowledging that there's really a spectrum of risk in terms of our activities. So in terms of social gatherings, a small gathering outside, you can imagine a scenario with a bunch of lawn chairs, maybe four or five individuals distanced, not sharing beverages, drinks, food, not a buffet style. Those outdoor environments are safer. And then keeping the number very small. So that is in contrast to large gatherings, pool parties, a big cooler of drinks and sodas, a buffet where folks are sharing serving utensils, lots of contact surfaces frequently, touch surfaces, and sitting shoulder to shoulder around a table or on a bench. And those are the much more high-risk interactions that we're worried about. So I think viewing our risk on a spectrum, keeping those very practical common sense recommendations about distance, about hand hygiene, not sharing surfaces, contacts, are things that people can keep in mind as they plan their weekend, really their summer more broadly.
This weekend, this summer, is oftentimes a time of travel. Are there particular concerns about travel?
What I've encouraged people is just to assume that you're going to have limited access to handheld hygiene, limited access to wipes and disinfectants, especially if you're traveling with children who are still in diapers or have limited hand hygiene due to their age. So I would go ahead and anticipate that you're going to need to bring your own hand sanitizer. You're going to need to bring wipes. As much as possible, plan out your stops. Plan them out in areas that are not maybe the most popular intersection where you often note cars lined up for gas. Try to go to the less traveled rest stops. Try to ensure that your family has used the restroom, has had their meals before you get in the car to limit the number of stops that you're going to make. And also, I'm encouraging people to check with state and local policies before you drive through a community. You want to make sure that the restaurant is actually going to be open, that there will be a rest stop for your family so you don't get in a bind where everybody's hungry and needs a stop, but you're in an area that does not have readily available restaurants and rest stops.
This moment right now, as things functionally have reopened, albeit with limitations and with social distancing, what concerns you the most?
The medical community in general is still feeling the coronavirus impact in our community. And so we are very acutely aware that this is a real and present virus and threat to our public health. But when I drive around neighborhoods in Birmingham over the mountain, there's a very different feel. A lot of families are gathering. I jogged by some festivities that were being planned this morning. I saw chairs and tables and even tents lined up in anticipation of what looked like a graduation party. And that really gives me pause because it just shows that disconnect between the very real risk and what is being really practiced in the community. So I think that's my biggest concern.
Dr. Ellen Eaton, thanks so much.
Take care.
Dr. Ellen Eaton is an infectious disease professor at UAB.